Welcome to the Relatable Finance Podcast. Here are your hosts, Joseph Carl and Shane Phillips.
Welcome to today's episode of Relatable Finance. Today's episode, along with all episodes, is brought to you by Provenance Wealth Advisors, financial planning and investment firm headquartered in South Florida. Today, we're going to talk about inflation again. I know, we always talk about inflation, and we do so because it matters. Today, we will discuss it in terms of our habits, spending, and how price increases seem dramatic, but also how it is connected to growing up, earning more, and having a more stable financial base.
For years, we did not talk about inflation, and that's because inflation was relatively low. From 2000 to 2020, inflation hovered around the 2% level, and at 2%, we don't really notice big changes from one year to the next. But after years of accommodative monetary policy from the Fed to stimulate economic growth and some supply chain issues coming out of the pandemic, we're starting to see inflation to rear its head in a number of areas, and thought it'd be a good idea to talk about in the podcast.
There are lots of examples that exist to show how much of an influence inflation has on everyday life. But let's talk about a $20 cheeseburger. While I agree that $20 for a burger seems crazy, you must think about it in the full context.
And let's first tie this to a topic that we have discussed in the past, behavioral biases. The question is, why does $20 for a cheeseburger seem like so much? And the answer is likely because of anchoring bias. This is the bias where we tend to put too much emphasis on the first information we receive. And when you know it, we were set to record today's episode and received a text from a friend group that with the McDonald's dollar menu. I think this is where I'm getting my anchor from, Shane.
And I think I would agree, Joe. So I'm sure the first time many of us paid for a burger ourselves was likely somewhere around middle school. And I know that's what it was for me. I was in middle school back in the 1990s, and back then the burger I would buy is from McDonald's. So I anchored the price of a cheeseburger to 79 cents. And while I know the concept of inflation is prices going up, going from 79 cents to $20 for a cheeseburger seems mind-blowing. That's a 2,400% increase.
And it is mind-blowing, but in this example, we are comparing apples to apples. The price of a McDonald's cheeseburger is around $3 today, so why are we saying they cost $20? Well, likely because our tastes have also changed since the 1990s. Shane, I'm guessing the $20 burger you are talking about didn't come from McDonald's, and more likely a steakhouse like Fleming's or Capital Grille?
And Joe, you'd be very correct on that. And that is also something you need to think about. And that goes back to what I said about inflation in the whole context of the situation. So while $20 for a burger seems crazy versus a 79-cent burger in 1998, I've also grown up, started making a living, and now have different tastes when it comes to eating.
$20 is a going price for what you may want to consume, a cheeseburger, not for McDonald's, so you pay it. But you also buy it because you can, and you're not a seventh grader with allowance anymore. Another example is housing, another frequent topic on the podcast. How many times recently have you heard or read about someone buy a house in 2010 for, let's say, $250,000 and selling it in 2023 for $1 million? And this may not be for everyone, but seems like it happened a lot here in South Florida. A lot of that is growing demand for housing, but also inflation.
And while we would all love to buy a house in South Florida, close to work, the beautiful yard for $250,000, unfortunately, a house selling for $800,000 is more likely and isn't as crazy as it sounds. Back again to anchoring bias. If you tell your parents or grandparents that you bought a house for $800,000, they may think that you are either lying or have gone crazy. They'll likely follow it up by saying they bought their first house in 1980 for something like $65,000, which was the national median at the time.
When we looked up the median cost for a house in 1980, an interesting number was also shown, which is the cost adjusted for, guess what, inflation. Adjusted for inflation, that $65,000 home would equate to a home that costs around $235,000 in today's dollars. Doesn't seem so crazy anymore, does it?
And while paying $800,000 for a house would have seemed insane for many people growing up, including myself, median cost of a house in 2022 was $455,000. Add on a Florida real estate premium, and voila, $800,000 for a three-bedroom built in 1956.
Sounds criminal, Shane, but again, this is the going rate. you have to accept it. We're not saying overpay for a house, but we are saying you need to get realistic. And realistically speaking, your finances have also had inflation tied to your earnings.
Perfect topic to end today's podcast. Every year, employees all over the world have an annual review, and after discussing your performance, you likely discuss a raise. I think of a raise in terms of two things. First, being how much more am I getting paid because I am amazing at my job and have become a much better and more efficient employee over the last year. And second, how much more am I going to get paid to keep up with inflation so my salary doesn't fall in quote unquote real terms year over year?
And that is likely how your employer thinks. So let's just say you get a 10% raise, 5% because things cost more, and 5% because you're better at your job. We usually frame inflation as a bad thing because no one wants to pay more for the same product, but inflation in your earnings could be thought about as well.
And that is why you can afford the $20 cheeseburger. Times change, prices change, people change. Everything isn't always bad, and while we'd always love to pay less for the same thing, inflation is a real thing and prices will go up, so expect it. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Relatable Finance. If you have any questions, please email us at podcast@provwealth.com or check out our website, relatablefinancepodcast.com.
Securities are offered through PWA Securities, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services are offered through Provenance Wealth Advisors. The information contained in this report does not purport to be a complete description of the securities, markets, or developments referred to in this material. There is no assurance that any of the trends mentioned will continue or forecast will occur. The information has been obtained from sources considered to be reliable, but PWA or PWA Securities does not guarantee that the foregoing material is accurate or complete. Any information is not a complete summary or statement of all available data necessary for making an investment decision. It does not constitute a recommendation. Investment involves risk, and you may incur a profit or loss regardless of strategy. Selected diversification and asset allocation do not ensure a profit or protect against a loss. Vesting involves risk, and investors may incur a profit or loss. Provenance Wealth Advisors or PWA Securities do not provide tax or legal services. Please discuss these matters with the appropriate professionals. Past performance does not guarantee future results. Future investment performance cannot be guaranteed, and investment yields will fluctuate with market conditions. Any examples given in the podcast are for illustration purposes only. Actual investor results will vary.